What's up, you guys? It's your girl Sailor P here, and I'm back with more Sailor P Tells It. Got some bad news. I didn't bring the book that we were reading last week with me to my grandma's house. I totally forgot. I put it on my bed when I was packing my stuff, but I totally forgot to bring it with me so I can finish reading chapter 1 to y'all for the book. But what I am going to be reading to you is something that I have made last year, and I'm continuing writing it, right? I already have 5 chapters out, so if you want to read it for yourself and don't want to hear, you know, me reading it, because as you can still hear, I'm kind of still stopped up a little bit, but I'm trying to push, you know, trying to push through it, because I miss reading to you guys, and I miss doing so much with my voice and having this allergy, cold, congestion is not it. It really isn't it. So what I'm going to be reading somewhat, because, like I said, I'm over at my grandma's house, and my grandma going to be like looking at me like, girl, you talking to yourself? No, I'm not talking to myself. I got a podcast out. But she don't know that though. It's called, my story is called The Witch's Mountain. It's a werewolf / witch story, but I know a lot of people love smut, but I'm not a smut person. You know, if you don't know what smut is, it's basically like a lot of sex a lot of sex and mushy stuff, but I'm not that type of person. So I mean, I'll definitely add it in there when I get to that point, but, yeah, I'm not. I'm not that type. I'm an adventurous type. So this story is basically an adventure for my characters to stop evil from opening up Pandora's box. So let me read what it's about. In the aftermath of the Dark Crystal War, Angel Moonstone, one of the great-granddaughters of the Grand Witch, moved westward to the Zimbara Mountains to live out the rest of her days. However, it is when she meets the young Alpha Prince, Rowan Silverwood, that her great-grandmother asks her to discuss the possibility of merging their Wiccan land with the werewolves. However, Angel and Rowan have met countless times in their dreams over the past 8 years. Despite their strong connection, Angel and Rowan are both aware that a merger could be a difficult task to undertake. Nevertheless, they are determined to make it work for the benefit of both lands and to ensure that their dream of peace and unity will come together. However, they must stop the evil forces that tend to plunge the world into darkness by opening Pandora's box. So, well, first off, let me explain why I created this story. I've been reading Dream for, I think just a past 2 years now, I would say, because I think I started Dream in 2021. Yeah, 2 years. And I decided to create my own story on there last year. And there's tons of werewolf stories on here. And some of the stories that I've read inspired me to write my own werewolf story. But as you guys, well, as most of you know, that I love witches. So I decided to make a werewolf slash witch story. And hopefully you guys would like, well, hopefully you guys would like what I read for the most part. I'm not sure if I want to continue reading it because I am in the process of writing chapter 6. But if you want to read it on your own, I will definitely put the link in the description so that way you guys can take it upon yourself to read it. I'm not going to read much because as my doctor, Dr. Grandma, has said that I probably need some more rest, so I'm not going to make it too long of a episode. I mean, we already 5 minutes in, but that's okay. But I am going to read a bit of chapter 1. All right, let's get into it. Chapter 1, The Witch That Could. Just outside my window, the birds sang their morning songs as the sun rose across the sky. A brand new day was beginning. However, my restless sleep from last night kept me in bed. I turned over the same way that I had done last night. The bright sunlight captivated my attention, but my thoughts soon shifted to the events of the same dream I had for 8 years now. It begins with me standing on one side of a river, surrounded by the majestic but narrow Mara Valley hillside. Although it was cool and crisp, there was a thick, heavy mist covering the front of the other side of the valley. It wasn't new, but it wasn't the same as the first night. The fog was thicker, the air thin at the time. It was drenched in rain and tempered by vengeful winds and treacherous hail. Without hesitation, I left my peaceful stance to trudge myself across the river to see what was causing the raging storm. Halfway there, I tried calling out to whoever or whatever could hear me, but the river pushed me back, and the only thing that I heard was the sound of the roaring thunder. How can I get through? I thought as I tried again to reach the other side. I wasn't quite sure, but the presence I felt seemed to be in trouble, and I was determined to help them, no matter what the cost. Maybe that was it. I couldn't see the person that I was trying to reach because they were the storm. I focused on the thundering clouds. A moment later, the dark clouds began to morph into two distant shapes. The first described a four-legged animal. The second showed a desperate man crying in agony. I knew a simple cry wouldn't work to reach him, so I took a deep breath. What's wrong? My voice was soft and gentle. And thankfully, it was enough to shift the dream into a simple white space with only a door in front of me. I attempted to open the door, but I had a feeling it would open on its own. The person behind the door was silent for a while. I'm patient. Whatever he was going through, I'm sure it was painful. I lost someone. His voice defeated and hopeless. And yet, familiar. So did I. From that moment on, we pretty much shared everything for 8 years. But last night, he wanted to meet face to face. I argued that we're probably not ready for that, but he insisted. And that's when I woke up. The thought of my dream friend meeting me for the first time scared the hell out of me. We don't know what to expect, and we don't even know what to call each other. How are we supposed to meet and not know each other's names? It was alarming, but now wasn't the time to think about it. There was so much to do. I already wasted so much time being so bedridden. So I pulled myself out of bed and headed to the shower. Just before I stepped into the tub, something darted across my leg. My mouth filled with a huge smile as I observed its little green scales and its little black claws. As its bright, round, golden eyes looked at me, I was in awe. I scooped them up in my arms and held them tightly in my chest. Greeting him with a kiss on the head, I said, "Good morning, Daisuke." He reciprocated by placing a dragon tongue kiss on my cheek. My towel was left in the dryer last night, so the sweetheart came to bring it to me. It totally slipped my mind that I did laundry. Well, since I've been busy, my days are beginning to melt together. Taking the towel, I told Daisuke to make sure that his brother and sister were up by the time I got out the shower. Ooh. As Daisuke nods, he flies out of the bathroom to do what he was told. Once the door was closed, I took off my clothes, hopped in, and started scrubbing. 45 minutes later, I got out the shower and cleaned out the dirt out of the tub. Afterwards, I brushed my teeth and washed my face. Glancing in the mirror, I gave myself a usual pep talk before leaving the bathroom. The way last night went at work, I'm going to need it. Well, that was only 11 minutes. Huh. Well, I'm not going to read any further because I can feel my nose clogging up, and I don't want y'all to listen to, you know, me being stepped up, not that other stuff. But if you want me to continue reading it, just let me know in the poll, because I've been trying to get my stuff out there, and I miss, you know, reading to you guys, because I don't know if I did it last summer. Did I do it last summer? I don't think so. I think I took a break last summer. No. I read last summer. I stopped with the manga theater last summer. So, yeah. Like I said, if you guys want me to continue reading my story, let me know on the poll. Vote yes or no. The poll is going to be on Spotify, because this app now is not the Anchor app anymore. It's Spotify Podcasters. No, it's Spotify for podcasters. So if you guys got Spotify, you can go on there and vote if you want me to continue reading this or not. Or I can go back to the other story that we were reading, The Murder of 12, and read that for the rest of the summer. I mean, it has a lot of pages, just like the manga theater, so it's going to be a while with that. But with my story, I only have 5 chapters out, so it's not going to be too long. And I'm already writing chapter 6. So let me know. Actually, I've been trying to get y'all to send me voice messages. You can send voice messages. All you have to do, if you got the app, all you have to do is click on the little green, I think it's like a little green box or whatever, that says leave a voice message or whatever. I would love to hear from you guys if you guys want me to continue reading The Witch's Mountain. If not, you know, Murder of 12, Murder, She Wrote. You know what I mean? Try to start this summer off right. Even though it's been one big mess this summer. I mean, we got Canada forest fire. And then we got the government taking away the student loan relief. And then they trying to shut down our history by taking slavery out of the textbooks and stuff like that, which I have a lot to say about that, but I'll keep that for next time because, yeah, it's a lot. You know what? I'll just give you a brief. Why are we focusing on stuff like this when there's so much that we can be doing? If you're ashamed that slavery happened, you should be. Because it never should have happened. But stop trying to erase us. Stop trying to erase our history. When I mean by us, I mean by Black people. Because you're basically trying to say that, oh, don't nobody need to know how horrible that white people were to Black people. That's basically what you're trying to say. And it's like, no. People need to know. Because you can't go back and erase that. You can't just say, oh, yeah, slavery, we don't need to talk about it. But it happened, though. It happened. So stop trying to erase us, period. Like, what? But like I said, I'll save that for another day because I got a whole bunch to say about that. So I'll leave you guys with that, and I will see you guys next time. As Sailor P says, try to have a nice day. Stay 6 feet. Wash your hands. Wash your behind. Do all that good stuff. And I will see you all next time.